You're listening to WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrapa. Adam Bodoni is the interim orchestra director for Purdue University Bands and Orchestras, leading the Purdue Symphony and Philharmonic Orchestras in concert Friday evening at 8 o'clock at Loeb Playhouse. There's a wide variety of music on the program. Adam's here to talk about the program. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Greg. Always good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Let's talk about the program. First, you start with the symphony orchestra, right?
That's right. So the overture for that group will be Rossini's Barber of Seville, a family favorite. Shows up in cartoons and I think an episode of Seinfeld. And it's actually one that I got as a suggestion from someone in the orchestra. Thought it was a good suggestion and we went with it.
Rossini is so much fun, isn't he?
He's so tuneful. And, you know, there's the saying in the classical world, these Rossini crescendos that happen over, you know, 32 bars, and it gets everyone really amped up and excited, and everyone can sort of sink their teeth into the breadth of these phrases.
So an exciting, tuneful, vivacious, energetic opening, and then yes. What does the orchestra play?
So the main piece for symphony is an interesting piece. It's Tchaikovsky's second symphony called The Little Russian. This one's not done all that often. I've played it before and also done it previously, and I find it very interesting because, in my opinion and many historians' opinions, this symphony is a work that's just before perhaps he reached his full maturity as a composer, before the great 4th, 5th, and 6th. And there's always something interesting about reading or listening to the early works of someone who becomes a monument. And it's interesting to see and hear the composer working things out and something that really works. And it's almost like going back in time. So I've been trying to sell that to the orchestra, that we're reading his early period, because not many of us know it and it's not done that often.
And are you doing the entire symphony or just movements from it?
We'll do movements 1, 2, and 4.
You have two orchestras playing on the concert, so you really can't do one full-length concert followed by another full-length concert.
That's right. That would be hard on me personally as well. Those turn into long evenings.
And then there's an intermission?
Yeah. And then the Philharmonic Orchestra comes on, and we're doing the 3 Bs. Anyone who followed the Astros in the mid-90s will know the 3 Bs refer to their famous baseball players back then. But we're doing works by Bruckner, Barber, and Bernstein. And the main piece on the program is Bruckner's 4th symphony, but we're only doing 2 movements of that, the 1st and 3rd movement. And I chose Bruckner because we have a very mature-sounding brass section, and Bruckner highlights the brass, especially in this symphony. I've always been personally interested by Bruckner. It seems like half the world loved what he did and half the world absolutely hated it, because Bruckner never really tried to sound like anyone else. He had what he had in mind and did it. He was very self-critical of it, and was always deeply insecure about how his music sounded. Yet, he gave us his Bruckner sound, and I find it fascinating. Daniel Barenboim, the famous conductor and pianist, has this interesting quote that I'm going to paraphrase. "When I listen to Bruckner's music, I hear simultaneously the 19th century and the 14th century and beyond."
So that's the centerpiece of the program. You've also got Barber and Bernstein. Tell us a little bit about those pieces that you've chosen, and then why.
So for the Barber, we're doing his second essay. That was done in 1942 and is one of his later, more mature works. I chose that because I find it to be a deeply moving piece and one that isn't done as often as his Adagio for Strings and First Essay and Overture to School for Scandal. It has a quality like the Adagio for Strings. It has that sort of lushness and dark colors and darkness turning into light, that sort of thing. But it's very virtuosic for the orchestra. There's a very challenging fugue right in the middle of it. But I think my intention of programming it for this orchestra was just to let them experience something else besides Adagio for Strings, because that's at 20 or 22. That's essentially all you've played by him. And I think they're really liking it. It's a very uncomfortably emotional piece sometimes.
Right. So you've got the emotionality of Barber and then the emotions of Bruckner in a very restrained framework. Yeah. And then you end up with Bernstein.
Yeah. So that's when the emotions explode over and you can just jump around in your pajamas and, you know, feeling good that there's no homework for the weekend, that sort of thing, a celebration. So we're doing the overture to West Side Story, which was arranged by this fellow Maurice Perez. and it just compresses the suite into 6 minutes. So we hear Mambo, we hear Somewhere, we hear Tonight, and it's very well done. Great orchestration, didn't lose a beat from the symphonic suite, and the orchestra is playing it very well. You can tell they really enjoy that music.
Adam Bodoni, Interim Orchestra Director at Purdue University Bands and Orchestras, leading the Purdue Symphony and Philharmonic Orchestras in a concert Friday evening at 8 o'clock at Purdue's Loeb Playhouse. No tickets are required for the concert. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Greg.
For WBAA Classical, I'm Greg Kostraba.